Welcome back. You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is Issa Martel. Today is the 9th of Shaban in the year 1441 of the Hijri calendar, which corresponds to April 3rd, 2020. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. So, we got farther into the coronavirus pandemic now. I noticed on the news, a news article regarding this today, that a funeral got raided because there was like 30 people or something there. And I guess the city that this was in decided that was an issue and those people shouldn't be at this funeral in this large of a crowd, which I can see and can agree with. When I read another news article out of Georgia the other day, that sits a small town in Georgia, and I guess there was a funeral, and someone came to the funeral with coronavirus and ended up infecting the other people at the funeral, and it caused like a quarter of the city to be hospitalized and a bunch of them dying, which, given the size of this city, was an issue. And it's something, right, that people are going out and completely ignoring these issues about this thing. Last Saturday, I was working, and I saw in St. Paul a bunch of kids. Maybe, I don't know if they were, they're not exactly kids, maybe they were like around 20. At the ice cream shop, right? Like, getting, it was kind of nice last Friday. It's been relatively nice all week here. I mean, last Saturday. And the route that I work on, there's an ice cream shop. It's on Dale and Maryland. It's called, like, Connie's Creamery, or, I don't know, Connie's Creamy Cones or something like that. Anyway, I drove by and I saw these kids standing out there eating ice cream, right? And there was about five of them standing elbow to elbow because it was drizzling now. There's an awning there. They were standing crowded under this awning, licking soft serve ice cream cones like it was nothing. And I'm thinking, we're under an order by the government to remain in your home. Here in Minnesota, we are. Like, an actual, it's not voluntarily. It's, you're supposed to shelter in place until, it was 2 weeks, so this is the second official week of it. I don't know if it's going to be extended or whatever, but you're supposed to be doing this unless you're going to work or have to go to work. And I mean, you're supposed to practice social distancing as well, which clearly this group of people weren't doing. And I had seen other people doing the same thing, and it just makes me wonder if here in Minnesota we haven't really taken this so seriously because we're not at a point where really, people are dying to the effect that for example, New York City is, or people here haven't, like, directly come across somebody who has been hospitalized or in this type of thing. It's still relatively, like, quote-unquote new, or slow to reach us here. I think that if more people knew people that were infected or hospitalized mainly, people would have more of the tendency to practice and be more cautious. But man, it's real, and people need to get this through their head and not spend their time, you know, wandering outside, doing this type of thing when there's really no need to be. I mean, obviously, if you got to go to the store and do this type of thing, but if you, you know, don't have to, then don't do it. You know, it's amazing to me. I hear people complaining about staying inside or that they're super bored or and this type of thing, but really, you know, it's what needs to be done. And to me, that's something hard to process, that you would be complaining about not going outside or, you know, being bored. You can go outside, you know, you just can't do much, I guess, social activity. So if you are a very socialite type of person, obviously I can sympathize with you there. But I think, you know, a lot of people can remain inside without it being an issue, and go out and just do their own thing. It really, really, really perplexes me, like I was saying, that you would complain about staying inside. But I see people doing it, and it makes me wonder why, you know. I don't know. I think that generally people who stay inside like this, or not stay inside, but complain or get antsy about staying inside, have some sort of problem dealing with being alone or being at peace with themselves to some degree. I know it sounds, I don't know, not good or judgmental of me to say something like this, but it's kind of the same, at least from my perspective, it's kind of the same as how people tend to have to be distracted about anything in their life. For example, you know, people tend to always be playing music. Not everyone, but I'm just speaking generally. These types of people that have this thing where they don't like to, they're getting bored or antsy, this type of thing, have the same quality that people have where they can't be, like, sitting in silence, right? You know, people, if they get in their car, they need to have the music on or the radio on. If they get home, they have to have the TV on, or even music at home, the radio, the TV, it's always a distraction, you know, on your phone, this type of thing. It seems that we've lost the ability to just walk around, you know, like walk around without being distracted. I mean, even there's a term, distracted driving now, and that, you know, when I took my driver's test way back in like 1988 or something like that, I don't recall that being a term. So we see how it is, but you know, that's, it's gotten to that point where, you know, we have, it's everywhere in society, so it's become a normal thing, distracted driving. But I really think this extends into other aspects of your life, or our life, my life too, where we struggle to just sit back and, you know, not be distracted. Just look around. Watch the sky, check out the stars, just relax. People really seem to struggle to be able to do this. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that that happens. And I wish it didn't, for more people. Like, meditate, you know. For me, I enjoy putting down the phone and putting down this stuff. My job involves hours and hours of driving, because I am a driver, so, and what we drive, we can't listen to the radio, we can't listen to anything, you can't have your phone has to be stowed off of you, you know, there's no radio or anything, you have to be just driving, and the only thing you hear is the hum of the vehicle, you know, the road noise, the traffic, if there's people on board, you hear these things. So it is very meditative in a sense like that. And I think most people who drive this type of things have that in common, where you just like to idle in your own head and mentally work things out. You know, there is the negative side of that, is that if you get bad news or something, you know, or you go, you know, mad at to work or something like this, you're going to be stewing on that all for your whole shift. Our shifts are 8 hours, 9 hours, or 10 hours. So if you're on a 10-hour shift and you checked your phone, you know, right when you got to work, and there was some bad news on it, you're going to be literally stewing on that for a good, you know, portion of your day. And it's, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. Anyway, moving on to a different topic. Did you notice that Apple and Google both openly said that we're being tracked today? Now they're tracking, I think one of them said it yesterday or something, and the other one said it today. I'm talking about Friday, even though it's technically Saturday. I still haven't slept yet, so, you know, they came out, and because of the coronavirus, they're openly saying how they're using your phone to track you. Which we kind of knew this all along, right? We always knew this, that we are being tracked and they can do this. But now they're using the data, I guess, to see where you were, if you're breaking the law by being out because of the coronavirus. And it's crazy. You know, it's crazy. But what's interesting, it goes back to what we were just talking about, is that people are so attached to their phone, and I am too. I carry it around. I try to use it more than a social media tool, but because of the nature of my job, I do, if I'm working, do pop in and check social media a lot, because it's what I can do quick in like a 5 minutes, you know, that I have time to just check out my phone or basically sit and wait before I turn around and go. It's easier for me I tried reading books and stuff, but the time is just too short of amount of time for me to read and really enjoy it or digest what I'm reading. It's like the moment I get into it, because my job is very time-based, so I'm always reading, right? But I'm thinking, is it going to be time for me to pull out? Is it time for me to go? So it's difficult for me to read like a book and be paying attention to the time, whereas if I use my phone, the time is on the phone. And I can just shut it off real quick, you know. It's like mindless reading. Yeah, and I know you can read books online and stuff, but I don't really like that. Or on my phone, like, I don't really like reading. I like reading a book with paper pages. So, there is that. But, yeah, we're being tracked, you know. So can you turn off your phone? Can people now turn off their phone and go about their business? There's a better question. Even if you turned off your phone, would they still track it? You know, that's something that you wonder, you know. Or you can be super daring and just leave your phone at home and go. But I know so many people rely on their phone. And, you know, rightly so. I tend to have to rely on mine. My wife is epileptic, so, you know, if something were to happen where she had a seizure or something, they can call me right away. So it is, you know, a benefit in that way, and it is a great device and a great tool. You know, but we need to balance it out also, because so many people, like I said, are distracted by their phone. You know, that's how it goes. It's now, you know, like I said, the 9th of Shaban, right? So we're going into Ramadan. Ramadan is the next month after Shaban on the Islamic calendar, which is the lunar calendar. So the next new moon is the start of Ramadan. And I was thinking about this. You know, I stayed home from work this week. My job, if you heard the last podcast I did, I got the paper saying I was supposed to go to work and have the pass, which I did. But I had woke up like I think it was Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I had woke up with a sore throat. And it wasn't, you know, serious, but it made me think, like, I don't want to go to work and not be completely healthy going to work and catch this thing. Or perhaps even I had it, you know, and my symptoms, you know, were just like common cold symptoms, so you can't really get tested now with that. So, you know, if I have it, I don't want it to spread. If I didn't have it and was just feeling under the weather because it's cold out or I got a cold or something, you know, I don't want to risk myself at place or whatever. And because of this, you can miss at where I work. There's a policy where you can miss work and not be held accountable for it due to this. So it was good, but I ended up staying home. Until Friday. So it got me thinking about stuff like this, like the coming of Ramadan and just health in general. But I'm really curious as to what's going to happen during Ramadan. I think I mentioned last time about people going to the mosque. I don't think people are going to go. the mosques are shut down, and I hope that people aren't going to be stupid and say that we should open them and go. Now, I hope that, but I am sure there will be people that say that, which is insane. Prophet Muhammad did tell the Muslims that if there is like a plague, which we can classify this as, even though it's a virus, I'm assuming plagues would be viruses, that you shouldn't leave your city, because otherwise you'd be spreading the plague, you know. And if you did that and died from the plague, you know, you would think that we should run away from if there's a plague in the city, we should leave the city. Like, that's kind of a logical thing. But, you know, in the wisdom of this, of no, don't leave the city, stay in the city, because otherwise you'll spread the plague. You're protecting other humans, you're protecting humanity by isolating yourself, which essentially is what we're trying to do now with this pandemic. But to go further in that, Prophet Muhammad said that if you died while doing this, that is, you got this plague and you stayed in the city and locked yourself up, and you happened to die, that you would die with the reward of being a martyr. So, not that people want to die, but, you know, should you do this, your outcome is still good. You know, that's something that Islam does try to stress, even though you might hear a lot of negatives from it, or not from it, about it, from people who don't really know. That is something. So, the Muslims really need to think about this. Don't go to the mosque, especially during Ramadan. I would have no problems if the police arrested Muslims for doing this. I would have no issues at all. I wouldn't want to see them be arrested and locked up, but fined, like arrested in the sense that the police would shut gatherings down, issue out fines and whatever they had to do, because it's a problem. And if people aren't getting that through their head and that's what needs to be done, then so be it. So be it. Another thing I'm kind of interested is to see what happens during Ramadan with regards to this virus. From an Islamic point of view, Ramadan is the holiest month, if we classify months as holy, or the best month. It's the month that the Quran was revealed initially. It was during that time, that event is when Prophet Muhammad saw the angel Gabriel. Gabriel revealed the Quran to him. And Prophet Muhammad began his prophethood for the next 20 years. Will something dramatic happen in this month? Dramatic as mean one way, or two ways, I guess. What I'm saying is one way is it kind of ends, which I don't see happening. I mean, it could, you know. It could end, it could continue, and nothing's wrong, or this is kind of sadistic, but a lot of Muslims could die. a lot of everyone could die, but I would be curious to see, in a sense, like, if I see Muslims start to die. Like, I'm sure there have been Muslims that died, but I haven't been made aware or know anyone who... I don't know anyone who's... Personally, I don't know anyone who has died from this virus yet. I don't know anyone who officially had it. A friend of mine had the symptoms, but they didn't test him because he wasn't, like, in the hospital. But they told him to assume that he had it. And the people that he... Tell the people that he was with in the past day or so to tell them that they had it and to assume that they would probably have it too. But officially, I haven't met anyone yet or know anyone who has had this or not. Now, granted, I am in Minneapolis area, which is directly in the middle of our country, like probably the furthest place from where these outbreak centers are happening. And it could just take longer to get here. I don't know. Like I said, I'll be curious to see what happens. You know, I, at this point, I am hoping that everyone that I know is well, and we make it to Ramadan, and we make it through Ramadan and continue to go about our way of life afterwards. But man, I think this is going to go on for a while. And I'm really curious to see how we become after it. Like how society changes, what happens. I think it'll be like a marking spot. Because let's face it. The past 20 years was crap in the sense of what we have been doing across the planet. You know, since 9/11, it's been garbage. And I really think that our mentality needs to change and shift on a social scale across the country. I'll just speak about our country, the United States. Across the United States, we need to really change our perception and how we go about doing things. And perhaps this is the wake-up call for that to happen. Well, I don't think it's perhaps. I think it is the wake-up call. Whether or not people will listen and follow is another thing. Another issue altogether. That being said, I'm just going to cut this short right now. If you listen, have a question, or anything, want to contact me, my email is strangermartel, all one word, @gmail.com. Send me a message. You can find me on Facebook. You can... Basically, that's it. It's pretty easy. But please do so. I'll get back with another episode and continue to delve into this as we go. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.